Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All right, good evening and good morning, depending on where you are. Welcome aboard. It is Marty Terrell here on Muggsy Sports Radio as we talk the world of sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast and Sirius XM across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network and Muggsy's Pizza House in Des Moines, Iowa. Pleasant Hill going to be our home for the foreseeable future. And we look forward to it. A big Final Four coming up in the NFL. Lots to get to on a Monday into a Tuesday edition. Big menu of games tonight. We will we'll go through the Muggsy's menu, but we'll go through the menu of games tonight. We look forward to it. A very busy Monday night. Sans Monday Night Football. We had a playoff game last week with Dallas and Tampa, which was a snooze fest. But, yeah, we'll look back. Fred Smith's going to join us bottom of the hour, the common man, the common fan. He's coming up. Dom's download at 40 past the hour. We look forward to that as well as Dom comes off a very he's got a little bounce in his step. Dominic Jimenez, our crack producer, has got a bounce in his step and voice today out in San Francisco as the 49ers took care of the Cowboys last night. You know, we'll start front and center, puff our chest out here a little bit. Buffalo, folks, we knew it was coming. The letdown. I mean, the letdown factor. Cincinnati came out and punched him right in the mouth. I mean, just smacked him right in the mouth. I think if you look, including the Hamlin game where he went down and collapsed, they scored on that opening drive. They've had like five of their last drives, opening drives, right down people's throats. Cincinnati is playing with a mission. And I'll give you a little aside before we get into Buffalo real quick to tell you, I think since this Final Four, by the way, Cincy and Kansas City, top-notch, and Philadelphia, San Francisco, bi-coastal, man, this is unbelievable. What a Final Four. This is probably the best Final Four we've had in a decade plus, in my opinion. I think this is going to be an awesome Final Four. Championship weekend in the Midwest, 2:00 and 5:30, 3:00 and 6:30 East, and out West, of course, you'll get noon and 3:30. So just a ton to get to, a lot to get to on a busy Monday into a Tuesday. So we'll keep it rolling right here. Fred Smith, common man, common fan, bottom of the hour, Dom's download. And I'll break it down with a monologue here. To get it started here on a Monday into a Tuesday on SiriusXM, it's Sports Overnight America as well, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Keep it right here.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
All right, talking the world of sports here, Sports Byline Broadcast, as we have a great menu of games tonight. I want to go through those real quick just to show you how good it is. And then we'll get to the playoffs. Of course, we'll have Fred Smith, bottom of the hour, and then Dom's download. He's all over the Niners. But I'm going to poke a hole in San Francisco. Not that I want to, because I love the Brock Purdy story. 7-0, and, you know, last night after the game, going over there and, you know, hugging his parents who were in the first row. I think they had end zone seats. But it's just it's a great story. It really is. And it resonates from where I speak to you from central Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa. Played up the road 25 miles in Ames. And it's a big story. I mean, he's Elvis Presley in Iowa right now, man. This guy is – it's huge. And I know he's big in the Bay Area, and it's big across the country. Brock Purdy, I mean, this is Mr. Irrelevant. I mean, this is – here we go with Kurt Warner, two, and – you know, part two of that, you know, Cinderella story, toiling here just across the way from where I sit doing the show is Veterans Auditorium, which is now the Iowa Events, part of the Iowa Events Center. And, you know, Kurt Warner used to light up that building with 11,000 people playing indoor football back in the mid-90s, and then ends up, of course, with the Rams in St. Louis and then Arizona. Little cup of coffee with the Giants, but that story, as you well know, has been part of a made-for-television movie. But I digress. We'll get to the NFL at this time of night. You've heard all the takes, but we'll give you ours as well, and then we'll get Dom's download in here as well. Look at NBA tonight. I'll go right to 9:30 East. I am into this game tonight, folks. This is better than a Monday night football game to me. I'm serious. How about the Memphis Grizzlies and the Sacramento Kings, which, and again, I'm going to sound like an Iowa homer, but we got two Iowa kids. Harrison Barnes, who's playing really at a high level. And Murray, who's just playing phenomenal basketball right now as a rookie. And so you got Murray and Barnes, and then obviously Morant. But Sacramento and Memphis tonight out in Sacramento, 9:30 East. That'll be a 6:30 tip out west. Into that game. That's just part of it. Celtics Magic. All right. Celtics best record, 9 in a row. No Jason Tatum on Sunday in Toronto. Found a way to win that game amid the football that got lost. But the Celtics right now, best record in the NBA. Pulling away in the East, by the way. I think they've got almost 5 on Milwaukee. Toronto and Nick Nurse, they're struggling this year. The East is going to come down to Boston, you know, Milwaukee, Brooklyn, was nipping at the Celtics' heels there for a while, but they've cooled off considerably. But they've been out west, and I think they had a nice win either yesterday or Saturday night. Other than that, in the NBA, I'm not going to get too wound up. Hawks and Bulls, okay. But I'm just giving you something, a little different wrinkle to show you. On the ice tonight, look at this. You got Islanders, Maple Leafs early. Panthers, Rangers, not horrible. But look at the NCAA basketball tonight. You want to talk about a big Monday? Wisconsin, Northwestern, okay, makeup game. This was a game scrubbed because of COVID. Then you got Duke and Vatek in the ACC, that game in Blacksburg. And Hokies favored over Duke tonight. And then you got Kansas and Baylor, the late game, and that game down in Waco. Kansas coming off a throttling Saturday at home, Allen Fieldhouse, Lawrence, Kansas, got whooped by 23 by Jamie Dixon's Horned Frogs and TCU, 83-60, an embarrassing performance out of Kansas. So therein lies your storylines. Now, if you want me to dig deeper, I'll go into women's basketball. How about Iowa, Ohio State tonight? No, I'll give you, I can't do it. I can't do it with a straight face. And that's not an affront to women. The Caitlin Clark and Lisa Bluter have done amazing things, to mention two, with that program. But that's where we get started on a Monday into a Tuesday. Those are the games, Sports Overnight America, with scores, interviews, and highlights throughout the night. We'll keep you posted right here on the network, and all our service men and women at sea and abroad like the updates as well. So we like to give a shout-out to our soldiers and our officers listening on American Forces Radio. All right, let's get to Buffalo. You heard it on this program. We were calling for a letdown. It happened. It did. And I'm not saying it wasn't a Cincinnati Bengal-infused letdown, because it was a letdown that Buffalo did not match them punch for punch, because Cincinnati's been on a mission. And I'm here to tell you right now, to me, they're the favorite to win the whole damn thing. And I think it's going to be a Cincy-Philly Super Bowl. But, you know, we can debate that, and that's the beauty, because we're still 3 weeks out. But listen, we've got a Buffalo team. And now, you know, I heard some of the Buffalo fans on satellite radio today crying about, you know, Josh Allen was hurt. Listen, you can't play that card right now. You can't play it. Josh Allen did not perform well in postseason. He did not. He did not. You cannot play that card right now because, you know, at this time of year, everyone's dinged up. Dak Prescott, we'll get to him in a moment. Everyone's dinged up for the most part. You know, Jalen Hurts is playing hurt. Do you hear Philadelphia making excuses? Of course not. They won 38-7. So you can't – Buffalo can't play that card. Buffalo's defense did as good a job as they could. But listen, the offense was non-existent. They looked so one-dimensional. Then you had Diggs getting into it with Allen. So this team, to me, this was the dark side, kind of the underbelly of the DeMar Hamlin situation. This team ran out of gas. Buffalo looked flat. And I'm going to tell you, it's attributable to the emotional roller coaster they've been on. It carried them in their final regular season game against New England. It carried them in their first playoff game. But they finally ran out of gas, and that's exactly what happened. And Cincinnati, on the other hand, they're playing with a chip on their shoulder. They're a team on a mission right now. And right now, Zach Taylor is about as good as it gets with a coach. He's throwing the guys the keys, and he's saying, don't crack up the car. Have a good party. You know, have a good run. Don't drink and drive and go have fun. But they're playing on a mission right now. Ja'Marr Chase, Higgins, Boyd, Mixon. I mean, and listen, you saw what was going on with that field. It's the truth. They took full advantage of it. When it's snowy and it's slippery like that, the offense knows where they're going. The defense doesn't. And Buffalo was back on their heels from the get-go early game on Sunday. Back on their heels. So you can't play the excuse game right now. They both had to play on that field. Buffalo had a home field advantage, but there was no advantage. There was zero advantage. In fact, Buffalo looked like they were a 6-point underdog or whatever. It was a dominating performance right out of the chute with Cincinnati. We'll get to Saturday's games in a moment. Late Sunday, look at Prescott. This is a $33 or $32 million a year quarterback. It's ridiculous. He was inept. He was absolutely inept. I mean, they probably had a better chance with Cooper Rush. I'm not a Prescott guy. I've never have been. He is a top 15. He's a middle, fair to middling NFL quarterback. He is not a big-time quarterback. And, you know, everybody's talking about they need to replace McCarthy. No, they need to replace the quarterback in Dallas because they have everything but a quarterback. And I'll tell you, when they lost their running back, it killed them. Absolutely killed them. And you can tell me about Elliott all you want, but, you know, they just were hamstrung. And Prescott just, I mean, he missed CeeDee Lamb on a couple of wide open plays. It was just not a good performance. I mean, we could sit here and go play by play and go right through the whole thing. It just wasn't a great performance. And, you know, the Dallas defense kept them in the game. And say what you want, the 49ers didn't have a great offensive game, but Brock Purdy didn't make mistakes. He got away with a couple. He should have been picked twice. In fairness, you know, Purdy had a couple of mistakes, but you know what? They weren't held on to. They weren't registered as interceptions. And he's won seven in a row. And again, each of his two playoff games, what is he doing? He's just marching that team down the field. He's not making mistakes. He's staying within himself, and he even runs it a little bit. And they convert on third down, and they're not doing it. They're not doing it in any fanciful fashion. They're doing it like a lunch pail blue collar group. And the Niners Eagles is going to be tremendous. We'll look at the Saturday games coming up. We'll go through all the playoffs. Dom's downloads coming up, but we'll get Fred Smith in here too. We'll go through his take as well, and we'll look back at the weekend picks, how Brock Hines and everybody did. Right here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Scores, interviews, and highlights through the night right here on Sports Byline. And we're presented by Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Byrne, and by Muggsy's Pizza House in Central Iowa, Pleasant Hill. Your home for the playoffs. Keep it here.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All right, his name is Brent Smith. He's the common man. He's the common fan, and he appears each week here on Mondays. And sometimes we squeeze him in with his picks on Friday. Common man, common fan, presented by Muggsy Sports Radio, all part of Muggsy's Pizza House, and Irish Sports Pub in Pleasant Hill, Iowa, and they're located in Copper Creek Plaza. And Fred, we'll get you out here to Iowa eventually. How are you, my friend? Good job. And a little snowstorm there in the Northeast, huh?
Yeah, we got five or so inches of heavy wet snow. Really, you know, heart attack shoveling snow. So, really, yeah, we're all digging out from that today. It's been a kind of a nuisance, but.
All right, well, let's start with some of the NFL playoffs there in the Northeast. Buffalo, speaking of snow, you know, now the fans, I heard them today on Sirius XM, boy, some of those Buffalo fans are really whining about, you know, well, our quarterback was hurt. He's got the elbow. Come on, Mahomes played with a foot. Tony Pollard broke his foot. Hurts has been playing with a bum shoulder. I mean, if you're Buffalo, listen, we said it. This was a letdown. They were riding high off the emotion of DeMar Hamlin. They did not match the intensity of the Cincinnati Bengals. So we can sit here and, you know, we can waltz with one another, but let's cut to the chase. They got beat by a superior football team. When I talked to you yesterday, you told me, look, Chase in the end zone 7-0. Before I blinked, it was 14-0. What say you, Cincinnati Buffalo? Take a quick hit at that one, Fred.
I mean, the weather was perfect. It's snowing. It's cold. They got the fans. They got Hamlin in the house. That was perfectly made for a Buffalo win, and they couldn't get it done. It was really, really kind of amazing. But I knew Cincinnati would have a good game. You know, Stephon Diggs didn't have anything. They shut him down. What, he had 35 yards? He's on the sidelines chewing out Josh Allen. They ain't getting nothing done. They had no running game. I mean, I don't know what happened to that.
They didn't match the intensity. I mean, come on. Cincinnati came out of the tunnel like they were ready. They were in a prize fight. Buffalo looked like they could just show up and win the game. You're not going to do that against a team like Cincinnati. And where's the coaching? Where's McDermott? I think they just let down. They've been on a high, this whole Hamlin thing. I'm just saying it's the uglier, kind of the negative underbelly of the whole Hamlin situation. I just thought they ran out of gas. They look completely listless, Fred, in my opinion.
Yeah, their defense. Who's the coordinator? I can't think of his name there for the Bills, but
Leslie Frazier
figured out. Yeah, Leslie Frazier.
Leslie Frazier.
He couldn't get Buffalo. They were totally out of sync there. He couldn't get nothing working for them. But the Bengals had 71 total plays over Buffalo 62. So, you know, they had more plays. They had more yards. Buffalo just had a mental letdown, I guess. They just they weren't executing. They had hardly any yards on the ground. They had 63 yards on the ground. Russian. So
yeah, and I wonder how many of that. I mean, Singletary didn't give much. Most of that was probably Josh Allen scrambling. So you know, and I'm not surprised they had more plays because they dominated the clock and they were the better football team. But I was stunned at how. But I knew they would let down at some point. And sure enough, they picked the bad time to do it. So we turn our page. All right, let's go to the late game on Sunday. Saturday, we can wrap up in about 32 seconds. But, look, I think you got to go to Prescott. McCarthy's taking a lot of heat. Prescott's not a big-time quarterback. He does not play, his play is not commensurate with his ability, in my opinion. So Jerry Jones and the whole brain trust down in Grand Prairie or down in Dallas – Give their head a shake. You need a quarterback there. I'm telling you, they do not have a big-time quarterback. But, you know, they're going to go with them. But give me a take on Cowboys Niners late game yesterday.
Wow, what is it, 27 years since the Cowboys, man, have won anything in the playoff? That's a long time down there. And Dak didn't get it done. He didn't get it done. The two interceptions, one of them was kind of quirky on a bounce, but the other one was thrown right to San Fran. Like, here you go. They just didn't perform. They didn't get anything on the ground for rushing. Dallas got 76 yards on the ground. I mean, C.D. Lamb had a good game. He had 117 yards, and then Schultz and Brown had a few. But once again, the total plays were about even, 60 for the Cowboys and 63 for the Niners. But Micah Parsons, he was there. But the Dallas defense was somewhat stout, but San Francisco just played an all-around better game.
Couple of near misses. Trevion Diggs nearly had a pick, which would have been, I thought, huge. People want to sit there and complain about Dallas's offense. I'll go with you. Insofar as the quarterback is concerned, you can't lose. You can't lose a guy like Pollard, who is really good on third and short. He's a slasher. He gets tough yards. His second effort, you saw it in this game where he was stopped 3 yards short at one point of a first down, had a second and third effort, got across the first down marker. Losing Pollard was huge. I'll give you that. But he missed Dalton Schultz on a couple of plays, who's been a very steady tight end. I just thought it was just poor execution on the part of the Cowboys.
Well, they're talking Dax. Well, what's his process when he gets to the line of scrimmage? He's not reading the pre-snap coverages, and he's just not able to process it quick enough or something? Or he's got something wrong with him that he's making these same mistakes over and over again.
Look, there was eight quarterbacks alive at the start of the weekend. He's ranked number eight. I mean, he's got Mr. Irrelevant Purdy, who made him look silly. He shows you how to manage a game. This guy's only had seven games of NFL experience, for crying out loud. I mean, I'm serious. Just look at it that way. If you want to look at it in its proper context, Brock Purdy, and I think the supporting cast, you know, obviously San Francisco's supporting cast is better. It really is. But Purdy has outplayed a guy like Prescott, who has all that experience. If anybody's supposed to wilt under the bright lights, it's supposed to be Brock Purdy, right, Fred? I mean, is that fair or
yeah,
no?
I'm sure Jerry Jones is, like, beside himself, getting beat by the Mr. Irrelevant. How about Mattress Mack? Mattress Mack laid down a giant bet on the Cowboys. He must be crying in his drink today.
Well, Mattress Mac or whatever, Matt, whatever his name is, he's got that covered. Trust me, he's not doing that. That's just a great advertising ploy. All right, let's go to Saturday real quick. You know, I was almost ready to say Mahomes was being selfish, you know, putting himself in there. Henny comes off the bench. He goes Elway and goes 98 yards for a score. And I'm thinking, you know what, Mahomes, let him, you know, he can throw the ball to Kelce too. He can flip the ball to Pacheco too. He can get the ball to Juju. I thought, you know, Mahomes was being a little bit selfish, but I ate my words on that because, look, he came back in. He administered the drive. Can't wait to see how this shakes out. Cincinnati's coming in. This is a tremendous Final Four. Give me a quick hit on Kansas City over Jacksonville.
Yeah, that was a pretty good game for him, even though he was injured. You know, he gutted it out, but everybody's looking at this high ankle sprain. He had one back in 2019, which isn't as bad as this one. But, you know, it's all, is he going to be ready to go? That's the big question. So I'm sure they're working on Henke to back up, to get, you know, if they got to put him in. But, you know, that all falls on Kelce. Him and Kelce are just a dynamic duo. Kelce had a good game, like 15 catches for almost 100 yards. That Pacheco, I really like that Pacheco, man. That kid's a hard-hitting kid, and he pops right up after getting tackled. He came out of Rutgers. Is that what they said, Marty? He comes out of Rutgers?
Yeah. I think he's a Rutgers kid. I think he is, yes. I agree, you know, man. He's a playmaker. He is a playmaker. The ball's in his hands. He makes things happen.
Mahomes spread it around to 9 different receivers, so, you know, there's no I in team. He certainly spreads the ball around, and, you know, they led in the time of possession by over 11 minutes. They had about 35 minutes compared to 24-something for the Jaguars, so you got more time, you got more plays, you got more yardage. So, but it was overall entertaining game. The Jags did what they had to do to get themselves in position in the fourth quarter, but a couple of key turnovers, you know, threw them to the wolves. So,
Fred, in all honesty, I thought in the third quarter they forced Kansas City to punt twice. I'm pretty sure. I'd have to go back and look at the play-by-play sheet. But I thought the two possessions third quarter, Lawrence was throwing the ball too hard. He missed a couple of wide-open receivers. I thought, really, those two possessions that they had in the third quarter, if they come away with points, it may have changed the landscape of the game. But we got less than a minute left. Listen, I'll let you go. Get ready for Friday because we've got to get your picks ready for championship weekend. I appreciate you coming on. Good job.
All right. Thanks, Marty. Have a good night.
You get back to us. There's the common man, the common fan, and that's Fred R. Smith. As away we go here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Yeah, go back and look. I think it was back-to-back possessions in the third quarter, and I thought Lawrence just forcing the ball a couple times, threw the ball too hard, missed a couple wide-open receivers, could have changed the complexion of the game. All right, we're coming back. We're presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and by Muggsy's Pizza House and Irish Pub, Pleasant Hill, Iowa. For all our Midwest listeners and Iowa in particular, get ready for championship weekend at Muggsy's, Copper Creek Plaza, Pleasant Hill. Coming right back.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline broadcast into the night again. Memphis, Sacramento, keep an eye on that. That Boston-Orlando game. Boston riding the crest of 9-game winning streak. Kansas, Baylor, you know, Wisconsin, Northwestern, you know, not a horrible game in the Big Ten for a Monday night. But Kansas, Baylor will be something we'll keep our eyes on as well. All right, let's get to Dom's Download presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and Randy Byrne. Proud backer of Iowa State Athletics. He played some football there. And Vanguard Utility Partners with a 7-state footprint here in the great Midwest. All right. So, Dom, right off the shoot, I got to just ask you a question. Give me a pulse of the Bay Area with the Niners going on the road next weekend, next Sunday, in the NFC Championship game. That will be the early game on Sunday. Give us a sense of the pulse of the Bay Area with the Niners.
Things are really buzzing. People are really excited. The fact that the Niners are going to, I think, what, their third NFC Championship in 4 years. It's just they got to get over the hump. Yeah, they've made the Super Bowl. They lost it. So there's a lot of excitement. The continued story is, this Brock Purdy guy, there's no way they're going to win, but they keep winning. So a lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm, not a lot of tapered expectations. I will say a lot of people have lost themselves to the playoff hysteria. So we'll have to see what happens.
You know, just forecast ahead. Let's say Purdy doesn't get it done. He loses to Philly, or even if they beat Philly and win the Super Bowl. Is he entrenched there now? I mean, given this performance, I mean, it's what an interesting offseason. And I don't want to throw a wet rag on it because there's plenty of football still to play, at least 60 minutes, and perhaps they're playing in the Super Bowl down the road in Glendale. But how do you see this shaking out with the idea? Let's just say they lose a tight game to Philly. Two scenarios. Tight game to Philly, does it change anything? Or a tight loss to you know, just say Cincinnati in the Super Bowl or Kansas City in the Super Bowl. Give me your take on those two scenarios.
All right, so there's two things. One is we saw a couple reports, at least here locally. I don't know how national it made the news, but there were a couple reports that Purdy is the guy next year. He's going to be the guy. Again, it's a report. He said, they said, she said. You never actually know what you can actually take from those and how much credence you can take into what they say. I will say what the 49ers have is, yes, they have a guy they've invested heavily in with the multiple first-rounders with Trey Lance. They have Brock Purdy, who hasn't lost a game yet. No matter what happens, he hasn't lost a game yet. The kicker for me is that Trey Lance was a split decision on whether they should draft him. Kyle Shanahan didn't want Trey Lance. And the more I think about it, the more it makes perfect sense that he didn't want him because he treats Trey Lance differently when Trey Lance is the quarterback. Shanahan has said, oh, I got to change my game plan. I got to change this, da-da-da. He was a Lynch and Jed York guy, Trey Lance was. So I think what you get with Brock Purdy is you see a lot of what you see with Mac Jones. That's the guy Kyle Shanahan wanted. So how they proceed, I think Jed York and Lynch have to take a look and be like, hey, this wasn't our guy, but he got the job done. No matter, I think now that he's won a playoff game, two playoff games, excuse me, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We can't really fault him for anything because he's performed. He hasn't been amazing, but he hasn't lost the game yet. He hasn't lost them the right game. He hasn't made the decisions to lose the game. So I think it's going to be an interesting conversation between the three of those guys, Shanahan, GM John Lynch, and the owner Jed York, to figure out what they're going to do moving forward. But I think it is Brock Purdy's job for the time being.
Yeah, I mean, we know if he leads him to a Super Bowl championship, then, you know, he'll be ensconced as the starter. Those two other scenarios obviously are going to be
quite plausible and very interesting to follow. All right. Why did Buffalo come out so flat in your opinion, Don? Interested in your take.
That's a great question. I think it's the lack of a running game. They can't run the ball consistently. One week, Singletary looks great. The next week, he looks terrible. James Cook looks like a great change of pace guy. And then he looks terrible, and we got the terrible run game. The Bills' defense was absolutely gashed on the ground by Joe Mixon, too. So, right off the bat, you said it earlier, Marty, the Bengals hit him in the mouth. They set the tone. They were running the ball very effectively with the backup, basically almost entire backup offensive line. And Josh Allen, he hurt the elbow a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, and I'm not going to say that's the reason why, but if you look at it, Josh Allen hasn't really looked good since he hurt his elbow a month ago. So I think it was a combination of things. The weather was a perfect game to establish the run, and the Bills could not do it.
All right. Philly wasn't even challenged. They look like a well-oiled machine. Jalen Hurts, tremendous. Big tight end, the kid out of South Dakota. And Goedert, outstanding. Devontae Smith playing at a high level. Waltzing by. I mean, the Giants look just listless. I mean, just bludgeoned right from the get-go. How do you see San Francisco and Philly matching up at first glance here on a Monday?
Really quick, without doing a deep dive, I think it's going to be a great matchup. Philly has comparable weapons on offense to the Niners. You look, A.J. Brown, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, George Kittle. Advantage to the 49ers with the running game with Christian McCaffrey and Elijah Mitchell over Boston Scott, Kenneth Gainwell, and Miles Sanders. And Jalen Hurts, MVP caliber season, so you got to give the advantage there. Defenses, very similar. Great pass rushes. I think the Eagles had four guys with double-digit sacks. They have two of the best corners in all of the NFL. They've got an all-pro safety, just like the 49ers do. So it's crazy evenly matched. I think I know we're not huge gambling on this show, Marty, but the opening spread, I think, was Philly was favored by 2.5. So the early odds think that if this was on a neutral field, it would be a pick'em game. So that kind of gives you an idea of how closely everybody thinks it's going to be, at least here on a Monday, going into a Tuesday.
Can't wait. I think the coaching matchup too, Shanahan and obviously Sirianni, is going to be very, very interesting. Can't wait for this Final Four. That's where I'll end with you, Dom. Look at this Final Four. I mean, you got Bi-Coastal, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and then you got essentially, an Ohio against, a Missouri team, Kansas City and Cincinnati in two Rust Belt. I mean, Ohio for sure, Rust Belt. Two slobber knockers, although there will probably be more style points, perhaps, in the Cincinnati-Kansas City matchup. But I can't remember a Final Four this good in the last 10 to 12 years, minimum. I think this is a great Final Four. Give me a quick hit on that.
I'm completely in agreement with you. Obviously, I can't rattle off the last 5 years of championship games, but just on paper, it looks like everything you could want. You've got the compelling storylines. You've got the fantastic players. You have the injury questions now. Just everything that you could ask for in terms of the NFL wanting people to be excited for the championship games. Culmination. It's all there. They've got all the ingredients that they could want. And really quick, you mentioned Sirianni and Shanahan. I will say Kyle Shanahan needs to call a much better game than he did against Dallas if they want to beat the Eagles.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. Fascinating. Can't wait. By the way, I think for some reason it's going to be as simple as this. The kicking games and special teams have been so polarizing with the failures in Dallas and the successes elsewhere. But Robbie, if the Niners win a world championship, you're going to see Robbie Gould front and center. Man, he is automatic. I know they talk about Tucker in Baltimore and others, but this is the best kicker in the NFL. I don't think there's any question about it.
I'm a little biased because he's great for my team. I will say Justin Tucker is phenomenal. Probably still the better kicker, but in terms of and they're equally reliable. But Robbie Gould, just he's the kind of guy that you want on your team, and in a league where we were talking about, I think last week, there's just this constant run of retreads where this guy failed here, but hey, he was good at one point, so we're going to sign him. The dependability of having a guy like Robbie Gould, no matter how old he is these days, is very understated, especially come playoff time.
All right, good job. Dominic's download brought to you by Vanguard Utility Partners. Vanguard Utility Partners with a 7-state footprint, and they just do an outstanding job. And we have highlighted some of the prep and some of the athletics and academics throughout their Midwestern footprint. We want to salute the folks in Blair, Nebraska. And there's a reason why. Blair, Nebraska, very close to Coach Jim. Let's just say it that way. Coach Jim over at Muggsy's Pizza House. So Blair, Nebraska, school system over there, the high schools right on down to the middle schools and some of the great athletic programs. And he won't let me use his last name, but Coach Jim has done a phenomenal job. And you people over there in the Omaha, Blair area know who I'm talking about. And again, Ron Burkle with Berkshire Hathaway, commercial and residential real estate, Berkshire Hathaway. We want to give them a shout out to Ron Burkle over in Omaha. So our Nebraska people front and center here on Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America, American Forces Radio Network, and Sirius XM. All right, big college basketball night. We told you about the NBA. Listen, Celtics Orlando, don't look now, but back in December, and I don't know if it was back-to-back on a Friday, Saturday, or if it was a Friday, Sunday, but, you know, the NBA has gone to this staggered scheduling to cut down on cost. How they're worried about that is beyond me, but they are. So you're seeing a lot of homestands. You'll see, like, the Celtics will go to, you know, Miami and play two, you know, on a Friday and a Sunday. But Orlando swept them at TD Bank North. And the Celtics tonight are in Orlando. And I would expect Boston to come out with a little chip on their shoulder tonight as the Magic embarrassed them at home at TD Bank as recently as, I think it was mid-December, right before the holidays. So we'll keep an eye on Boston and Orlando tonight. Knicks and the Hawks. But late night tonight, this is the one I'm going to keep my eye on. Memphis and Ja Morant. And Coach Taylor is going to have them ready to go as Sacramento and Mike Brown, the bench boss there, has done a great job. And the two Iowa kids, Murray and Barnes for Sacramento. And De'Aaron Fox has played outstanding. They're third right now, 6 back of Denver. Memphis, a game and a half back. But that Western Conference right now, if the playoffs were to begin today, Sacramento would have a home court advantage in the opening round of the playoffs. It's been really an interesting, not even an interesting, I think it's been a very compelling story in the NBA this year in the Western Conference where, you know, the Lakers have just been a horrible situation with them. And obviously Golden State with the hangover from the World Championship from a year ago have been playing less than 500 basketball. I think they're back to 500, but they're not themselves. But look, Golden State's going to get into the playoffs, and Golden State will be a factor in the postseason. Make no mistake about it. All right, so we'll break down. We'll go inside the numbers, what you'll be streaming about, what you'll be screaming about sports-wise on a Monday into a Tuesday, scores, interviews, and highlights throughout the night here across the country and around the globe on SiriusXM and on the American Forces Radio Network. We're presented by Muggsy's. It is Muggsy's Pizza House in Pleasant Hill, Iowa. That is your central Iowa home for Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs will be front and center late game on Sunday. Get out to Muggsy's Pizza House, an Irish pub, 44 plasma TVs. It will be packed on Sunday. Call ahead to Muggsy's or go online. Reserve your tables now for Chiefs Championship Weekend at Muggsy's. We're coming right back here on Sports Byline.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All right, talking the world of sports here down the home stretch, taking to the top of the hour here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM. We're on Sirius 217, XM 203 in the overnights. And if you don't have a Sirius, boy, the rates are phenomenal. A Sirius subscription, that internet access is tremendous. All your, you know, the bridge, your 60s on 6, 70s on 7, 50s on 5. Howard Stern Premium, it's well worth it. Check it out. We're on 967. Now, that's on the sports play-by-play deck. I've asked this question all the time. People want to stream it, especially from a lot of people here in the Midwest. So you get the subscription. You go to 967, and it's digital. It is just go to channel 967. You have the magnifying glass, the search icon. Just put you'll see sports play-by-play, and those games go final. You'll get the menu of all the play-by-play. They'll tell you what channel all the games are on. As soon as those games go final, Sports Overnight America and Sports Byline owns that platform, and it is phenomenal. If you're a night owl like me and you do a lot of your game watches and a lot of your stuff and some of your show preparation, the wee hours of the morning is where it's happening. 967 is where you're going to find this program, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and Muggsy's Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub. All right, we told you what you got tonight. Kansas and Baylor, that's a five-star game in the Big 12. We'll see how KU bounces back, see if Grady Dick and company can get it going for Bill Self and the Jayhawks. They're in Waco tonight against the Baylor Bears. See how that shakes out. Iowa State going to keep an eye on that game. Northwestern, Wisconsin, keep an eye on those games going final. NBA, Celtics, Magic. Late Memphis Sacramento headlines, the NBA on a Monday into a Tuesday here. All right, good job out of Dominic Jimenez, Fred Smith out east. Good job out of him amid the snowstorm in the Northeast. The common man, the common fan. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your Monday into a Tuesday here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll catch you tomorrow. Adios.